And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio's solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. And I mean to say, this show like sends its signal way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, I got to tell you else who covers some major ground right now is Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is an amazing chain of clinics all throughout the North Alabama areas. They got locations in like places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala. They got like five locations around the Birmingham area. And so listen, I mean, the newest ones are in Chelsea and Hoover. They're open 7 days a week, y'all. Southern Immediate Care. You check them out. And by the way, this is who I use. Every time I have been to one of their facilities, super clean. Staff is super friendly, very professional. I mean, you can get vaccinations, you can get x-rays right there on the spot. They're open 7 days a week, so if you wake up in the morning on a Saturday and someone's got a fever, you got a place to go. And they will see all ages, by the way. Walk-ins are welcome. You can do walk-ins from geriatric to pediatric. It doesn't matter. They'll take care of you. Southern Immediate Care. You look them up online, find their location nearest you. And if you're going down there, do me a favor. When you get there, tell the staff you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that very much. All right, I am jumping to number two on the triple dipper, or three. It's three, isn't it? I am at three. I did make three, and a mini dipper. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes, all of it.
Just
all of it.
Just
everything conquering. On the Friday.
I'm just tearing it up. Anyway, I got this next section called Know Your Enemy. It's amazing how many organizations are out there with these benign sounding names, or even names that are like, well, I like the way that sounds. And then you get into it and realize they stand for everything you don't. And what I'm saying here is it is important for us to recognize that sometimes when like a pundit gets on the air, you know, and says, well, recent studies have shown, what studies? Well, studies that were put out by, you know, the Consumer Broadcasting Punditry Corporation. Well, who are they? You're going to find that any number of organizations are out there whose sole purpose is to promote themselves as looking like a good thing, and really all they are is for liberal ideology. Now, I recognize conservatives have them too. I mean, the Alabama Policy Institute is a conservative think tank. We advocate for conservative policy positions. But I think what I have seen more often than not is that for some reason, liberals create names for their organizations that just are almost designed to fool you. And when one of those that's under my skin right now is the Anti-Defamation League, and another organization called the Check My Ads Institute. Okay, Phil, these sound random. How are these together? I'll tell you. Here's one example. So Elon Musk bought Twitter. Everybody knows it. He changed the name to X. All right, I think that's questionable, but okay. But Elon Musk has been in a war now with liberals. And it's not like he's a super conservative guy on the average anyway, but I think what's happening is they're driving him to conservatism. But nonetheless, here's a story from justthenews.com. Justthenews.com story came out yesterday. There's a nonprofit organization called the Check My Ads Institute. Doesn't sound like a big deal. What does that mean? Check My Ads. Okay. Check My Ads Institute is attempting to shutter X, Twitter, by getting all of its certifications for ad industry groups yanked. So what happens is some of these major social media platforms, if you're going to run ads on them, you might want to check and make sure they're certified by industry standard type groups, Twitter being one. Well, Check My Ads Institute is an organization that specializes in trying to shame and dox organizations that advertise on conservative platforms. They already take credit for things like Nissan and Lululemon pulling their ads off of Daily Wire and Steve Bannon and Dan Bongino and Charlie Kirk and kicking off another campaign against Fox News last summer because they dared to promote the fact that the January 6th was potentially not an insurrection. So this co-founder of the organization called Check My Ads, Nandini Jammy, is her name, she disclosed last month that she filed a complaint with the Trustworthy Accountability Group, an organization that helps brand safety certified designations for advertising platforms. And yeah, she's doing everything she can. Why would they do this? Because they know that Elon Musk can't maintain Twitter if he has no ad revenue coming in. And so if you can run off his advertisers and make it difficult for him to get new advertisers, what do you have? You have a platform that can no longer sustain itself, for which he'd have spent $42 billion. All right, that sounds like sort of a one-off, like a unilateral opportunity, until you begin to realize that they are collaborating. They're collaborating with things like Anti-Defamation League. Well, the Anti-Defamation League, I mean, that all they're trying to do is keep people from being defamed, right? No. So the Anti-Defamation League, what is that? Well, it's another organization at war with Twitter. The Anti-Defamation League is an organization that ostensibly was originally to promote or to dissuade people from hate and defamation of the Jewish people. Sounds honorable. They have gone so far to the left, y'all. They are now, I mean, I've got an extra article here I pulled just to make sure I had it down right, off of their own website. The ADL has an article about the truth behind the dangerous and bigoted lie targeting the LGBTQ communities. The Anti-Defamation League is the same organization that puts together materials for schools to use that teaches teachers how best to lie to parents about transgenderism and transitioning at school. And you know, the use of pronouns for students and things like that. The Anti-Defamation League is not at all, despite their name, an organization that leans on conservative values, not a bit. And they are now at war with Twitter. Why? Because they've decided to label Twitter as a anti-Semitic organization. They're just literally going after Twitter. Now, when they do this, what do they do? Well, they go and brand Twitter as anti-Semitic. And then the first group, Check My Ads, uses what they said to go after the advertisers. You don't want to be on that platform. You know they're anti-Semitic. Well, how do you know? Because the Anti-Defamation League says so. Oh, I've never heard of the Anti-Defamation League, but that sounds important. Okay, we'll stop advertising. Oh, that's good, because if you don't, then I'm going to shame you. Oh, I will stop tomorrow. It'll be done. I think you better stop today. Okay, we'll stop today. I mean, this is the way it works. So you have two benign-sounding, know your enemies, folks. You have two benign-sounding organizations with names that just feel like innocence. Check My Ads and the Anti-Defamation League. Except you begin to realize they're not at all what they portray themselves as. And they're not at all, by the way, in pursuit of what their name sounds like they are. And they're not at all, by the way, innocent. And they're not at all, by the way, willing to sit idly by and allow you to be a conservative. And so when you start hearing things like, well, you don't want to advertise on that social media platform because we've heard that they are bad, they do mean things. Well, who told you that? The Southern Poverty Law Center. The Southern Poverty Law Center? What a name. The Southern Poverty Law Center. What do? They help poor people? No. They enrich themselves on the backs of conservatives. What do you mean? Southern Poverty Law Center has one of the largest offshore banking entrenched funds that they draw from, which they have earned over the years by taking a bludgeoning to conservative outlets. The Southern Poverty Law Center is the organization that puts out the hate group list. The same hate group list that the FBI uses in reference. Really? The FBI? Yes. Southern Poverty Law Center hates organizations like, Moms for Liberty. Moms for Liberty, are they bad? Well, the Southern Poverty Law Center says they are. So if you're an organization that promotes Moms for Liberty, then you can expect that a group like the Anti-Defamation League and Check My Ads Institute is going to go, wait a minute, hey, don't you understand? That's a hate group. How do you know? Because the Southern Poverty Law Center says so. The Southern Poverty Law Center, yes, that's right. You better remove your ads. Okay, and the Anti-Defamation League, well, they agree, and they've leaned on the Southern Poverty Law Center's list for years to help them in their own fight against anti-defamation. Really? That's important. Did you know the FBI also uses it? And CNN and MSNBC, they all rely on it. Wow. Who else is on the list? Well, you got the Family Research Center. I thought they were a Christian group that advocates for strong families. Well, they are. but they're also a hate group. Oh, wow. I'm just telling you, folks, know your enemy. Know your enemy. And listen, we'll come back from the break here in a minute and talk about this a little further, but I'm just telling you, you guys got to know when you look at it that there are organizations that just sound like sweetness and light, unicorns and rainbows, Southern Poverty Law Center, Anti-Defamation League, evil. Stay tuned. Phil Williams, got to know your enemy, and I'm going to tell you all about him. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. It's go home time, folks. We are pushing the boundaries right now of go home time. So I hope you guys are going to have an amazing weekend. Got some college football for a lot of you late on, I'm sure. Hopefully you have some barbecue, maybe just some time off, put your feet up. Who knows? I'm just saying, have a great one. I will say this. I'm gonna get to our last part of my dipper here, but I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions, man. Listen, when I talk about them too, understand I know them personally. The folks at ZLA Solutions have been doing an epic good job at helping businesses all over our listening area and really beyond. They are great at making your business better. They jump in there. They help you with what you need. They can do things like help you with sorting and containment, quality control, logistics, warehousing, all that kind of stuff. But their bread and butter still remains staffing. If you need people, that's what they are so good at, that they're known for, is finding you the people you need. And that's not easy. So if they can do the recruiting, the background checks, drug testing if necessary, all of it. They can find you the one or two people you need that have those hard-to-find niche skills, or they can find you a whole shift of folks. I'm just telling you, ZLA Solutions. You can check them out on their website, ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And by the way, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I get those stories once in a while where they tell me that somebody told them, man, we had another one of yours call in or come by. Good stuff. Love it. I had a text. I'm off topic, but I had a text or a tweet, I'm sorry, that I got to go to for real quick. So one of the folks that I've actually been following off and on, and we follow each other on Twitter, where did it go? Come back to me. He just goes by E. Strobel online. He was talking, Boomer, remember that thing we talked about earlier? Libs of TikTok exposed that story about they're going to do the immersive experience where people at the country club would learn for 2.5 hours what it would be like to role play as poor.
Wow. Yes.
Wow. Which, by the way, the organization had to cancel the event because I think no one signed up. So this guy just texted me, goes, Phil, we need to get some Soros money for an immersive homeless experience. And we can call it the Comprehensive Affirmation of Mobile Poverty Immersively Nurturing Growth, which is an acronym for camping. That is just,
wow.
I don't care who you are. That's funny right there.
That is.
I mean, I wonder how, of course,
the guy
does say on his thing that he's a PhD physicist, so it made it didn't take him very hard to think that up. I don't know. But E. Strobel, good stuff, man. Appreciate it. Last few text messages here. Pastor Barnes texted in. If I can get my texter to work, hang on, come back to me, texter. Pastor Barnes texted in and says, a company that I invest in is working with the U.S. Army to hopefully equip future infantry troops with personal jetpacks. Okay, I need to re-enlist. I need to go back in.
I want a jetpack. That sounds awesome.
Phil and Boomer need to do a live remote.
A live remote with jetpacks.
I'm digging it.
Yes.
Says, with equipping future infantry troops with personal jetpacks that actually work really well. And by the way, says, thanks for the college football fantasy group invite. I really enjoy it.
Woo!
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
That's right.
And he says, grace and peace to you all. Thank you, Pastor Barnes. We appreciate you. Dwight from Decatur, Gave me a designation for, and I'm not sure what. But thank you, Dwight, for your service. We're talking armor there, I think. We had brand new somebody who didn't give us their name. And you got to listen, folks, you got to text in. You got to tell us who you are, where you're from, so we can say thanks. Darlene from Gadsden says, surprise, Chinese spies have been visiting military bases undercover as tourists. Yeah, there's been a lot of that lately we've been hearing. She's right. Jeff from Indiana says, well, Phil, you know you hit the big time if anybody ever boycotts Right Side Radio. I just, you know, just, you know, Anti-Defamation League. if they label me, if the SPLC labels Right Side Radio a hate group, we're in the big time then.
There it is.
Peg Leg Dave from Gurley says, have a great weekend, gentlemen. Thank you, sir. You as well. Roughly Ann from Huntsville, she texted in just with a big old thank you and a sunny smiley face. Thank you.
Oh, thanks. Thank you very much.
And then the grades are in.
Oh, the grades from John.
John from Huntsville.
Right.
Boomer, you did a fantastic job today. I even gave you some extra credit points for playing those Here's Your Sign sound effects.
I just threw them in there.
Just threw them in. So your final grade is an A double plus. However, you are not today's winner because that honor belongs to the amazing Phil Williams, who gets an A triple plus for putting together what I consider a near perfect performance.
Ooh, near perfect.
Near perfect. Nice. I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm just sitting here talking into a can, and then I get my grades from John, and I feel like it all
just
worked
feel
out.
All better.
That's right. That's right. There's a fella in there pay you $20 talking to a can.
Great movie.
All right, it may be close to a perfect movie.
It's such a good movie.
Charlene hates that movie.
So, yeah, court won't even step in the room if that's on.
All right, well, you and I have to watch it together.
Yeah, there we go.
So we can get all the inside jokes.
Yes.
All right, last piece of that dipper, Know Your Enemy. Here's why it's so important. Because they sometimes become the people that actually make decisions for you. Yeah. You may want to know that one of those organizations that just sounds so innocent, the Center for American Progress, well, that sounds good. Aren't they good? No, they're not. No, absolutely not. They're the Center for American Progress. That's progressives. Oh, that kind of progress. Well, the Center for American Progress is like one of those high-level think tanks. They're big in the D.C. area, and they are also what is known as a dark money group quite often. And, oh, by the way, much of the Biden White House has been staffed out of the Center for American Progress. So when you look at some of their position statements, when they go in and they say things like, you know, funding for this and funding for that, well, you got people like Media Matters and the Center for American Progress have become quite close to the Biden administration. In fact, I would dare say they have become the Biden administration. And it's not good because the things that they've been putting out for years are the liberal tripe. And like I said, they sound candy-coated. How bad can it be? It's the Center for American Progress. Well, it ain't good. And now when you stop and think about the fact that much of the White House, to include the White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain, and to include VA Secretary Dennis McDonough and White House Domestic Policy Council Deputy Director Carmel Martin and Kelly Magusman and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's Chief of Staff all worked for him. I'm just saying. You've got people, Energy Secretary Granholm, Jennifer Granholm, who is shutting down our energy sector left and right. She worked for Media Matters. This is what happens when no one questions where the information comes from. Yeah. Know your enemies, folks. Know your enemies. Because sometimes Satan tries to portray himself as an angel of light. You know what I'm saying? All right. There's a week. That was a full week. And now you got a weekend. We love you. Y'all have an amazing weekend. Boomer and I back here at 2 o'clock on Monday. We will see you then.